If you're here and you got a need and you leave with it, friend, it's your fault. Because I want to tell you something, God's here. You know, I think of that old song they used to sing, he's God in the amen corner, he's God back at the door, he's God all over the floor. Tonight, that's how it is. He's God everywhere. And if you're here and you have a need, friend, don't leave with it. But now what I am going to do, I'm going to see if anybody else wants to testify before we go any further. Because I'm not planning on preaching much to you. I'm usually pretty long-winded, but I won't be tonight, I can guarantee you. I'll tell you, God is, maybe he don't bless you guys like that, but he blesses me sometimes in some of the most unexpected places. That's where he comes. Sometimes I think he does that because that's the only time maybe that this head slows down enough to let him come. You know, we get up in the morning and our minds go here, go there, do this, do that. All day long, if you're like me, I'm already planning the end of the day when I get up in the morning. And I think sometimes that maybe that's why God blesses me in the peculiar places like he does. I shared with you Sunday night, he blesses me when I'm mowing my grass. That's that, you know, but that's one time when I'm just there. Now, this morning I was sitting and I thought I knew what I was going to preach tonight, and that didn't go at all. And so I thought, well, I'd hunt something else. Well, I did. I hunted. And finally I found something. But you know what? When I sat down there tonight, when they were singing that song, I never knew how it felt. I knew then that God was a whole lot better preacher than what I am. He's a whole lot easier to listen to. Sometimes what I really like about him is you can't walk away from him. You can walk out on me and you can shut your hearing aids off or do whatever you want to do and you can tune me out. But I want to tell you something, you'll not tune him out. You know, I down through the years, I've met people that have ran and ran and ran from God. And I seen them lives go down, down, down. Friend, we can't run from God. Way, way back when old Jonah jumped on the boat, that's what he was going to do. He was going to run from God. Look what it got him. Got him a free stay in a fish's belly. Friend, you can't run away from God. I don't care where you go. I don't care what you do. God's there. I'm glad tonight that he is. He's ever present. Tonight, I am going to just read you some scripture just because when I read over this, this is a very familiar portion of scripture. Probably most of you can almost recite it without even opening your Bibles. But open your Bibles to 2 Kings 5. We're going to begin reading at verse 9. Second Kings, chapter 5. We're going to begin reading at verse 9. When you find out, will you stand with me just in honor of God's word? The Bible says, Sir Naaman came with his horses and his chariots and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, Go wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again unto thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth and went away and said, Behold, I thought he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar rivers in Damascus better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. And his servant came near and spake unto him and said, My father, if the prophet had bid thee to do something great, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather than when he saith to thee, wash and be clean? Then went he down and dipped himself seven times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child. He was clean. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight. I do thank you for this time. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege of just being able to read your word. Thank you, Lord, that you gave us the word. Thank you tonight, Lord, for your sweet, sweet spirit that we already felt in this place. And I pray now that you'll just continue to allow your spirit to flow freely. Minister onto each heart and onto each life. Lord, I thank you again for this service. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on each one of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Tonight, I want to just title this, Obedience Brings Healing. Obedience brings healing. You know, I was sitting there this morning and I got to thinking about old Naaman when he went to Elisha's house. And when he told him to go down and dip in the Jordan, the Jordan River was probably the dirtiest, muddiest river that there is. And I believe whenever he said, go dip in Jordan, I think there was automatically a flag went up. Forget it. Isn't that what we do? But when he started to ride off and the servant came and he said, Master, if he would have told you to do something great, would have you done it? I want to ask you something tonight. If somebody asked you to do something great, would you do it? If God asks you to do something simple, how often do we say, no, I can't do that. I can't do that. But what I really want to get across tonight is this. Friend, if you want revival, if you want to grow, and you want to draw close to God, we have to be obedient to his beck and call. We can't go through life and just sort of just float along. You know, I shared with them different times. When I was still working for the state, one day I was working and they called me from in at the shed and I wasn't having a very good day out on the job. And they called me with some more stuff I really didn't want to hear about. And when the girl called me, I didn't talk very friendly to her on the radio. Got off that radio and I didn't even hang that thing on, didn't even have that mic hanging up. And God said, you're going to go in and you're going to tell her you're sorry. I want to tell you something. I'm not talking about church-going people. I'm talking about people that live pretty rough. God said, you're going to go in and you're going to tell her you're sorry. So I thought, well, I didn't go to the shed that often. And I thought, well, it'll be a while. And I said, well, someday I get into the shed, I will. But only went about a day or so. Well, they called me. They needed to come to the shed. I didn't need to go to the shed, but they wanted me to go to the shed, so I went in. I walked in towards where she sits in her office, and there was people in there standing. And this is what I said to the Lord. I said, Lord, I can't go in there now. There's people in there. You know what he told me? You didn't ask her if anybody was there whenever you talked to her like you did. So you know what I did? I walked in, and I told her I was sorry. She looked at me like I just fell off another planet. But you know what? When I left that office that day, I felt like half the world lifted off of my shoulders. And I'm here to tell you tonight, if you've got something in your life, you've got odd against somebody, or you said something about somebody, and God keeps bringing it back to you. Friend, we need to go back, and we need to say, I'm sorry. We need to be willing to say, I'm sorry. You know, we live in a society today where the words I'm sorry are pretty much done away with. We don't do that anymore. That's old stuff. Well, I want to tell you something. I guess I'm just old enough that I still believe that we need to go back sometimes and we need to say, I'm sorry. You know what? I had to go back to my wife several times and say, I'm sorry. And I always thought I was right, but I still had to tell her I was sorry. And you know what? I did that because that's how I was taught. That's what I was taught at home. I was taught that when you do something wrong, you tell somebody you're sorry. Mom used to make us march in and tell different ones we'd do stuff. And she'd say, now you go in and tell them you're sorry. Well, that's the hardest thing in the world to do. But you know what? Today, if we want to draw close to God, friend, we got to be willing to say, I'm sorry. And there's times that, oh, we do, we feel like we were dead right. But then God, he'll start that boom, boom. He'll say, no, you need to go back. You need to go back. There was a gentleman out of my church here just a couple weeks ago. Told me, he said he got awake one morning. And God said, you need to go pay a bill that you owed a garage way back when you were a young man. And he said, I said, Lord, that man, I don't even know if he's living anymore. He said, 2 days later, I got a phone call. It was that guy. And he said, he didn't call me about the bill, but he called him about something else. And he said, I asked him where he was, and he said, I went. And he said, when I walked in, he said, I told him, I owe you a bill, owe you for a bill. And he said, you don't owe me nothing. Yeah, he said, I do. He said, when I was a young man, he said, you worked on my car. And he said, I paid it. He said, you know what? He said, had I not gone and paid that bill, he said, that bill would have laid between me and God. I'm here to tell you tonight, friend, if you've got odd or you've got something between you and somebody else, you better get rid of it. It's going to lay between you and God. Now, and you might say, boy, you're pretty harsh. No, I'm not. My Bible tells me it's only the elect that are going to make it in. It's only those that have been washed in the blood, those that are walking right-handed with God. We need to try to live as perfect as we can live. You might say, I can't be perfect. No, we can't. But we need to strive for that. And then Paul said, we need to die daily. Every day we need to go back to God. We need to say, God, forgive me for anything I might have done. Old Naaman, what did he do after he spunked and stormed off? He turned around and went back down. I was sitting there today and I got to thinking about that. I believe I could see old Naaman as he walked down to that riverbank. And he looked down in that old muddy Jordan River. And I believe that thing was just a flowing and a gurgling and going on. And I believe the mud was up the bank. And after a bit, I can see old Naaman. He starts crawling down over. And he starts crawling in a little further. After a bit, he got into his ankles. Then he was into his knees. Pretty soon, he was into his waist. Pretty soon, he began to dip. He went down and he'd come up. And he'd look and he looked the same. But you know what? I'm glad on that seventh dip. Amen. I believe when old Naaman went down that seventh time, the Bible don't say this, but I believe when he came up and he looked down and he seen that flesh that looked like a baby's flesh, I don't know if I'd ever seen anybody walk on water, but I believe old Naaman did that day. I believe he come sailing across the water, right straight up over that old muddy bank. He didn't care how muddy he got. You know what it was? He was touched by the master's hand. There was something happened in Naaman's life. Tonight, I'm here to tell you, friend, you're sitting in that seat and you feel like the world's on your shoulders. Get up here. The Lord's going to take care of it. He'll take that load. He'll carry that load for you. I'm glad tonight that he's a burden bearer. He's a chain breaker. He's a pain get rid of her. Anything that you need him to do, tonight he'll do it just for you. Tonight, just the same God that touched old Naaman is the same God that I'm talking to tonight. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He healed the leper. He raised the dead. He made the blind to see, caused the deaf to hear. I'm here to tell you tonight, I don't care what the old devil has thrown in your way, but I can tell you this much. I know a God that's able to conquer it. I know a God that's able to wipe it clean. I know a God tonight that can take whatever you have and he can make it all brand new. I'm glad when we come to him, we don't go back the way we were. I'm glad that we leave in a new way. We leave with a new life. We leave with a new heart. I told you last night, when I knelt, I got a blood transfusion. Glory to God, I'm glad tonight that I'm not just me, but I'm glad I'm a part of royalty. I've been adopted into by the King of Kings and Lord of Lords Supreme. Tonight, he wants you. All we have to do is just say, Lord, here I am. It's as simple as that. All we got to do is say, Lord, here I am. Let's stand for prayer. Father, we come to you tonight. We do thank you again for this time. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege we had of being in this service tonight. Lord, I thank you for the blessings that we enjoyed. And thank you, Lord, for the goodness that you send our way. And Lord, I just thank you tonight that one day you loved us enough that you went to an old rugged cross and you shed your blood on Calvary's tree that we could have life, have it everlasting. Tonight I just ask you just come and minister unto each need, touch each heart, touch each life. And Lord, if there's one here that has a need, help them right now to just step out for you. In Jesus' name we pray. I'm going to ask them to play a verse or two. If you have a need, I want you to come.